Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome to the Roast Battle Podcast on Comedy Central. This week, we listen to an interview with roasting legend Tony Hinchcliffe. Coach T, Brian Moses, and Fat Pat Barker sit down with the Youngstown, Ohio native fresh off his victory over Mike Lawrence. Let's hear why, despite winning, Tony is still mad as hell.
Hey, this is the Roast Battle Podcast. I'm here yet again with Pat Barker.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And Coach T.
Oh, hey, what's going on, man?
In the studio, we have the Golden Pony from Kill Tony, Mr. Tony Hinchcliffe.
Hey, everybody. Hello. It's me. That's the part where they turn off the podcast because they hate my voice.
No, they love your voice.
No, you're doing good.
You're the number one live streaming podcast in the world. What are you talking about?
It's true. And, you know, I'm glad to be here at Viacom headquarters in beautiful Hollywood, California, one of my favorite corporations in the world. The girl on the elevator, I'm like, I can't stand this company. And she goes, what do you mean? I like it. I go, how long have you been here? She's like, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I'm like, you haven't gotten your first check yet. That's why you still like it.
Oh, that's the truth.
Whoa.
She's like, oh, you're making me nervous. I'm like, oh, I'm just kidding. I love Viacom. Fuck out of here.
Tony.
No, this is what we're here for. This is what we're here for.
You're damn right. I'm bitter. I'm angry. I'm furious, always.
What are you upset about? What's happening?
Who's so mad? The mad roaster?
Tell me you're so mad.
Me coming to this building, you have to understand something.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, and I love that you guys are doing a Roast Battle podcast, because let me tell you something, and I love it, but I was one of the only guys 9, 10, 11 years ago, we're talking, when I started, that was obsessed with roasting. And what did I do? I started working with the Roast Master General, Jeffrey Ross. The first roast I wrote for, I think 2009? 2010.
2010 or 2011. So I remember I got to 2010.
Though. Yeah.
And then I remember I love this story because I remember it distinctly. I moved maybe a month before you had stopped living with your ex-girlfriend or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, you know what? I'm tired of this. I just need to get my own way. I need to start roasting. I'm the best roaster in this fucking club.
Yep.
I need to talk to Jeff Ross. And Jeff Ross wasn't really coming around a lot.
Right.
But you're like, when he comes back, because he's coming around now,
yep,
I'm going to get his fucking email and I'm going to email him jokes.
Yep.
And then by God, you did that.
I did it.
Yeah.
I did it. So I've been in the roast world coming up forever now, 8 years continuously, mm-hmm, 6 Comedy Central roasts and a ton of other roasts. You know, it's not
the underground ones.
Yeah, exactly. Snoop Dogg. The Friars Club. Yeah. Snoop Roast, Iron Sheik, Ron Jeremy, bunch of fun ones. And, you know, here I am,
uh-huh,
having fun kicking butt. And my point is that, you know, it's a friendly relationship that Viacom and I have. as soon as straight white males turn into the bad guy, I was labeled as a straight white male. But if you listen to any of the jokes about me, I'm a gay woman.
Right.
So I don't know what the fuck's going on. I just can't win.
Tell him why you're mad, son.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
I love it.
So, you know.
All right. Now, listen. You battled what? 2 seasons on the TV.
Yep.
You battled Mark Norman,
yep,
K. Trevor Wilson,
yep,
and now Mike Lawrence.
Yep.
Are you friends with any of these guys?
I'm probably closest. I mean, Mike and I have worked together a bit, but we don't really mesh well together at all.
And why is that?
Because I'm a, I don't know how to put this correctly. He's more, you know, like, nerdy. He plays into nerdy shit. He wants to be known as a nerd. He puts it all out there. I love comic books. I don't wash my glasses off. You know, weird shit.
This boy Tony came in hot.
Yeah. You're damn motherfucking right.
It's the best episode we're ever going to have.
It's the best episode.
It's a Monday afternoon. I got to kill Tony tonight. This is like Christmas morning to me, baby. I pack the main room every Monday at the Comedy Store. What the hell are you talking about? Mondays are my shit. So, I mean, Mike plays into, you know, Mike plays into that stuff. He puts, you know, and he's good at it. It's great. He puts out this image of, you know, I'm the nerdy, you know, underdog.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't, first of all, I don't buy it. I think he's a bigger bully than I am. I think he talks more shit than I do in a weirder way. At least I'm saying it out loud into a microphone. You know what I mean? It's one thing to go behind people's backs and go, this guy's blah, 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 blah. I mean, I'm not saying that I know that he does that, but I am saying that I know that he fucking does that right now.
Ooh.
So here I am. See? All I'm saying is you that see? He portrays himself as a nerd, but see? I think he's a bigger bully and a hater than you know, you would expect. But he plays into it, you know, the schlubby beard and the tight shirt to let you see his little pot belly. He thought I was going to take the bait and do all fat jokes. Sorry, bro. You got KO'd, homie. Nikki Glaser picked you so that because she needs writers.
Jeez.
You're damn motherfucking
right. We came with that shit. Yeah.
This is the best episode we've ever done.
Mike looks like Louis C.K.'s genitals. Because he's about to get beat in front of an audience.
What a fun battle this is between two roast writers, me and who's ever helping Tony tonight. Really, man, I just can't wait to see what fat, ugly nerds you hired to call me a fat, ugly nerd. If you want to see something Tony's written all by himself, you could just go to his Wikipedia page.
Everybody knows Mike's a great writer. That's how he got the Emmy. Nom, 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 nom. Mike wrote on the last season of Schumer's show and the last season of Crashing. He's ended more shows than Harvey Weinstein's boner.
Yeah, I am fat. I am literally twice the comic you are. Tony hosts a podcast where he mentors young comedians, giving them advice like how to get a Netflix special and how to still be cocky after Netflix takes that special down. Hey, man.
Wow.
I'm sorry. They only have room for one depressing lesbian at a time.
That's a fancy way of saying Mike's never made a special. But his parents made one 35 years ago.
Tony married an Australian woman after 1 month in Las Vegas. And you know what they say? What happens in Vegas leaves you the second she gets her green card. Hey, Tony, let me ask you, when she divorces you, is she gonna flush every memory away of you clockwise instead of counterclockwise?
It's true. It's true. We are both married. My beautiful wife is right up there. Mike's wife couldn't, Mike's wife couldn't be here tonight because clearly Mike never makes her come.
Welcome back, folks, to the Roast Battle Podcast. As always, we return with a question from the audience. You, young lady, right there.
Why is Tony Hinchcliffe so mad?
Huh. You know, I don't know why Tony is so mad. Maybe it's because he's one of the top young rising comedians in America, but he's in his mid-30s. Anyway, let's find out what happens when Coach T tries to pay Tony a compliment.
I'm a big Tony Hinchcliffe fan, man. I say it publicly. I say it behind your back.
Why don't you ever hit a sound effect after one of my killer jokes? This fucking guy. This fucking guy right here. The king of the bullshit. Out of all the Hollywood fucking people, Coach T, the least Hollywood dude, is the most filled with shit. I lay into Michael, and I even told him before, I go, Coach T, you never hit a sound effect for me. If I clank this dude tonight, can you pepper in a little something? Can you just put your hand on a fucking button for me for once in your life? And he tells me he loves me, but then I know when Mike Lawrence is in front of me, he goes, look, man, take this motherfucker out. That's my Coach T impression. I tell Mike Lawrence that he looks like Louis C.K.'s genitals because he's about to get beat tonight. The crowd goes crazy. The Comedy Central editor did a hell of a job making that battle look even. A hell of a job. Oh, wow. What an editing job he did. Well, we got to cut out some of these laughs. We got to get to the jokes. Motherfucker. And let me tell you something else. I tell him that. And I go, because you're about to get beat in front of an audience. Boom. What do I hear from Coach T? He's over there he's loading up Mike Lawrence's sound effects. This motherfucker's typing like a motherfucker. Mike Lawrence air horn. What does Mike say? Mike says, I'm so excited to see who you have writing for you tonight.
Finish him. Deadly fatality.
Every sound effect. This guy wasn't even fucking doing jokes. I mean, I was clanking him. If it was a UFC fight, this would have been McGregor Aldo, because that shit was over in 6 seconds. I'll go first, and then I won. No sound effect. He does setups.
Tony doesn't. Tony, I can't wait to see how many writers you hired.
Coach T, you're out of control.
You're my favorite, man.
Oh, you battled Mike Lawrence on this.
God damn.
Did you tell Joe Urel that, too? Shit out of here.
No, he was there early.
All right. Yeah, I didn't want to halt that momentum at all. We're going to throw a couple battles in there. You know, he's just talking about Mike Lawrence being a nerd. One of my favorite nerd battlers we have is Isaac Hirsch. Hirsch has been tearing it up in the belly room. We got him versus Katrina Davis. Let's get into that one.
Yeah, Isaac Hirsch, he kind of has, like, Tony's physique a little bit.
Tony's physique and Mike Lawrence's personality.
Definitely. And yeah. Katrina is black. So there's that.
I love Katrina.
Right?
Super likable little firecracker, big smile on her, beautiful eyes.
So funny.
Yeah. She's cool because that's what's great about roast battles. It's a battle of styles.
Mm-hmm.
Me versus Mike Lawrence, in my opinion, I have an advantage because Mike is used to being the underdog and I'm used to being the favorite. You know what I mean? So it's a battle of styles. It depends on when you get the person and how you get the person. My point is Katrina's amazing because she's just such a, you can tell she's a nice little girl. So when she's being mean, it's amazing. When me and Mike or any of us, you know, any of the, you know, dudes are doing it, you sort of expect it. They come out, you know, guns a-blazing with their arms up and soaking it in.
All right. Let the racism begin. It's one round. It's three jokes. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Yes, you're a gentleman. Isaac, Katrina, let's roast!
Katrina has 13 stitches in her face from a bong injury, and her ex once tried to set her on fire. I'm sorry, I meant to say Katrina's from Florida.
Isaac looks like his favorite sex position is within earshot of his parents.
Katrina, you look like the token black member of the band from the Muppets.
I'm just trying to figure out which Muppet's supposed to be black. Isaac was raised by two librarians, but he's autistic, so he still can't read a room.
Katrina pretty much only fucks white guys. Wow, it's another Katrina where the Bush doesn't care about black people.
Oh, loves big black women, but playing poker is the only way he'll ever lay a queen on her back.
Yay! Isaac Hirsch! Katrina Davis! Yeah! I am Nick Cannon, and this is Wildin' Out. All right. Who do we like in this one?
Everybody, give it up. That's a fucking rose. Yeah.
All right, audience, who do you like in this one? Do you like Katrina Davis? All right. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Do you like Isaac Hirsch? There you go. Your winner, Isaac Hirsch! Hug each other! One more time. Isaac Hirsch, Katrina Davis. They're going to go make love.
I swear to God, I've never said a bad word about you. You ask these motherfuckers.
You never made a good sound for me.
but this is why I like him, though. The nigga says his shit, man. He got so much Negro energy in that little body of yours.
You're damn
right.
And that's truly, you know, I mean, you know, that's the root of my roasting is I was born and raised in an all-black neighborhood. And, you know, about where I come from, you had to defend yourself and be cool. You couldn't be the nerd. Where I come from, I couldn't go, I love pro wrestling, and I love comic books. I couldn't be that guy. You would get your ass beat.
But you love pro wrestling, though.
Oh, I love it, but I couldn't tell anybody. I couldn't tell anybody. I came out of the closet as a pro wrestling fan just a few years ago. I had to make sure I had everything on lockdown. I'm like, I don't think this is going to fuck me up. I don't think anybody's going to sucker punch me for this anymore. Yeah. I'm 30 years old. I can do it.
Yeah, I don't think Dorian from fucking Youngstown's here.
There is a Dorian from Youngstown. That's so funny. Dorian West. What's up, homie?
I mean, that was firepower between you and Mike. That was all firepower. That was like, it was like you guys didn't like each other. That felt like Mankind versus one of the guys in his heyday. You know what I mean? In WWE.
Let's be honest about it. I'll leak it right here exclusively on this podcast. Roast Battle exclusive. I'll leak it. We pitched to put a briefcase above the thing, like Money in the Bank style, and have a contract in there. Winner gets to be on the dais for the next roast. That's what it should have been. Would have raised the stakes.
Comedy Central, where are you at in this one?
Oh, my God.
We needed this, actually.
Sleeping.
We still need this.
Sleeping. Netflix wanted to do it. It's such a good idea. Comedy Central, oh, we don't want to tie the things together. What?
Yeah.
What?
Which, by the way, which is bullshit. Because
that's all they did was tie the things together.
Well, we want to have a roast before we do roast battles, so we're going to wait until we get a roaster. I mean, whatever.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
A personal roast.
An actual award for years and years of hard-working roast work. I mean, come on. What are they thinking? And plus, it's the, you know, I mean, we were sort of buried. Let's face it. How many episodes were there? Five?
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah, they're the fifth.
Oh, you're the fifth, but there's six.
So there
total.
Was six. We were the fifth of the six. Mm-hmm. We were buried, you know what I mean, deep as it gets, because Blake Griffin and Jeff Ross were the sixth one.
Right.
Right?
The season
so
finale. So
we're buried as hell. I literally saw tweets like, can't believe, you know, Earl wasn't on this season of Roast Battle. I'm like, it's a week before my battle. People think the show's over.
Right. Yeah, people still think it's a tournament.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, one of those things to where I can't believe they didn't go along with it.
Speaking of which, I want to throw to a battle right now that was a coast versus coast battle. This is from about a year ago, our current Belly Room champion, Toby Mirashanu, mm-hmm. out here in L.A., against Dave Cyrus from New York, who used to write for SNL. This is a great battle, two great writers.
God, all right, it's one round, it's five jokes. Who wants to go first? All right, New York and Toby, who's ready? Who's ready? Who's ready? There it is. Let's roast!
Toby hasn't eaten meat in 22 years. Unless you count pussy, then it's 33 years.
Dave ran a psychic hotline, but you know it's fake because he saw a future in comedy.
A lot of women in comedy have called Toby creepy, and Toby has called them while masturbating.
Dave Dave name drops people from SNL faster than SNL dropped him from SNL.
Yeah, the only time you work on a Saturday night is because that's when Uber pays the most. Sex with Toby is like going to see his live podcast. If you came, you were probably thinking of someone else.
Dave's single, but he's looking for a nice girl to lay eggs in.
Toby says he's against cruelty to animals, but only when you ask him if Black Lives Matter.
Dave says he's a ghostwriter, but he's actually just a regular writer who's invisible to women.
Toby's kind of ethnically ambiguous. People usually don't even know he's Jewish until a child describes his penis in court.
Dave wrote for Triumph the Dog and Failure the Person.
Well, I mean, hey, keep it going for that. That was brilliant. I think I see one more joke happening. Okay. I think you're right. Joke off! You went first, so Toby, you're up. Are we ready for this? Of course we are! Let's roast!
Dave ran a psychic hotline, had a mafia family, and wrote for SNL. So he overcame the odds to be boring as fuck.
Toby's so boring, women fall asleep before his roofies kick in. Toby's favorite movie is Apollo 13 because it combines his love of space travel and things that are 13.
Man, I don't know what makes Dave come. I just know it's horrifying.
It doesn't matter. It was 3-2. We're fine. It was 3-2, Toby. So Toby's your winner. Hug each other. Hug each other. Yeah. You guys are amazing. Double overtime. Good shit, Dave. Hey, please. Hey, keep it going. That's Dave Cirrus in the green. Dave's in the green. Toby's in the flesh tone.
All right. That was mayonnaise versus white bread. Classic battle. Toby Morshino versus Dave Cirrus.
How'd it go?
I think Toby won, right?
Toby won in overtime, yeah.
So okay. Toby beat Jamar. Jamar won from Nicole, right? Yeah. I was there for that. That was amazing. And then so Toby beat Jamar.
Yeah,
right?
Toby lost to Nicole. Nicole lost to Jamar. And then Jamar lost it back to Toby.
I was eating chicken for lunch the other day. And who walks by? Jamar Neighbors.
All right, what chicken joint?
Yeah, where you
love baked wings on Melrose.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting out there, and of course, Jamar Neighbors walks by. No, I'm not saying of course because of the chicken.
Right.
I say of course because
Sal's Comedy Hole's right there.
Jamar's always out. Right, exactly. And he loves that place.
And, he really does.
And it was so funny. He's like, man, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Who's Toby Mirishan? I'm like, you're battling him tonight? You don't know who he is? He's like, no, man, I need to get on this shit. I'm like, you are too funny, Jamar.
Yeah. Minnie didn't show up for like 20
minutes. That energy carried over to the battle. He was consistent.
He was great.
He was so great on that battle against Nicole. It's amazing. I love it. And that's one of the coolest things sometimes, getting to watch someone's growth at an art form like mm-hmm. this. You know, Jamar is a physical, hilarious, you know, well-trained stand-up comedian, a hard-working dude.
Oh, yeah.
But roast battling is so different than everything else.
Yeah.
And I remember years ago, whatever, he didn't have a great battle or something like that, or he had a tough time. And to get to watch him, you know, have a great
The jokes
battle.
Have caught up now, yeah, with his performance. His performance has always been top notch.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, he's the kind of guy who, like, he introduced the intro.
Yeah, he basically couldn't get his jokes to stick for a while.
Right.
But as of recently, he's been knocking shit out of the park.
He's a monster. Yeah, even I think against Toby, where he didn't, like, write anything, he still was, like, he had, like, 20 jokes.
Yeah. He somehow did no jokes and the most jokes ever in a battle.
It was beautiful. Yeah. Also Nicole Buchanan, she started out on Kill Tony. I think we first met Nicole Buchanan was on Kill Tony.
Yeah.
And now you get to see her in this platform and see her rise in this platform and get her first like TV spot in this platform.
Absolutely. And she's, you know, one of the fun stories and cool things that have come out of Kill Tony. She was a monster there. I've been right about anybody that I ever told was going to do good things on that show, and she was one of the ones. Off of 60 Seconds, the first time, I knew she was, we all knew she was something special.
Yeah.
It's great that she's found a niche like that. And by the way, how about almost all of them? Mm-hmm. I mean, Katrina.
Oh, Katrina,
Kim Congdon,
right,
was a Kill Tony regular.
That's the truth.
Built and bred. Her first spot was on Kill Tony.
Right.
And she was a regular immediately. So she was doing a new minute every single week for, I think, a year and a half, mm-hmm, something crazy.
Explain Kill Tony for anyone who might not know what that is.
It's if you love roasting, that's another one where I host the show and comedians sign up for the chance to do 60 seconds of stand-up comedy.
1 minute.
And if you get pulled out of the bucket, you get 60 seconds, and then I interview you about something, maybe about your stand-up set. But usually I try to find out more about their lives and where they're from and what they do and make jokes about them that they could make and therefore use themselves. It's sort of like
it's
Christmas.
Like a workshop. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm just sort of giving them stuff that they could be talking about. I'm like, do you talk about that on stage? About your, you know, your dad being a doctor and your mom being a nurse or whatever the hell, you know, stupid crap. And
people's lives.
Yeah. About other people's lives, you know, stupid crap.
So is Kill Tony doing pretty good? It's
unbelievable. We're doing rock clubs, theaters all around the country. Well, around the world.
I love what you've been doing with it, man. I mean, we're trying to take that blueprint, actually, and apply it to this podcast. So
yeah,
we really appreciate it.
I mean, that's the move. We're having a lot of fun. Kill Tony's filling places, man.
Yeah.
We have Kill Tony Mania coming up October 12th in San
what's
Fran.
That? What's that?
I want this.
We're doing two Kill Tonys in one night.
Where
at? Okay.
Cobb's.
Up in San Francisco?
Like 1,000 people. Yeah, I think that club holds like 600 people.
Cobb's is huge.
Yeah. How do you pull that off? You kick everybody out or keep everyone around? Or?
Oh, no, we kick everybody out. Yeah, you got to buy two tickets if you want to go to both.
Get that
sure.
money, Tom.
Yeah, of course.
It's our agents.
Yeah, it is. What are they telling me? This is probably what'd you say about Viacom?
I was just playing live right now.
Did you go and hate on the, Tone? You just can't do things like that.
We have a battle with somebody I consider to be Tony Hinchcliffe 2.0. He's one of my favorites. I know you love him too. Connor McSpadden.
That's my boy. That's what I was hoping you were going to say.
Brilliant roast writer. Wrote for the Bruce Willis roast. This is a little bit older battle he did against Jonathan Rowell, who is one of our favorites.
One of my favorites, yeah.
Moses, you always say he is.
He's gay Mexican. Those are my favorite gays, favorite Mexicans.
Exactly. And they had a killer one rounder a couple years ago. We're going to play that now.
It's one round, it's 1 minute. Who the fuck wants to go first?
Yo.
Damn right, you already went first. Are we ready? I hate you, crowd. Let's roast!
Jonathan contracted gonorrhea last year. In 5 years of comedy, it's still the only clap he's ever gotten.
Connor, you look like someone put your face in a microwave and pressed pizza.
Jonathan's a gay Mexican when he told his parents he came out of the janitor's closet. Thank you, Squares.
Connor's such a bro, he chokes girls out with the puka shell necklace.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Jonathan's the only Latino to be disowned for picking fruits.
Connor, you look like Sid from Toy Story grew up to be a sad PA.
Jonathan's such a hipster, he only fucks guys through a newfound glory hole.
Connor was molested by his 10-year-old cousin, which is weird because that was last year.
He snuck up on me. Jonathan's a wetback because he's too ugly to fuck from the front.
Likes girls to fuck him with strap-ons. His ass has been pumped with more silicone than Ty Rivera's face.
That was fucking great.
Oh, shit. Okay. Jonathan will only swallow if the guy's been tested for gluten.
Connor, you look like you're in an Irish boy band called Rosacea.
Folks, make love for Connor. Hug each other. Love each other.
Wow, that sure was spicy. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Roast Battle Podcast. If you like what you hear and you are in New York or San Francisco, guess what? We're coming to you soon, live and in person, so you could win hot cash and prizes. Just kidding. It'll be roast jokes, but you get it. Come see us. Thanks. Stay tuned right here to the same Roast Battle channel for future tour dates.
The SiriusXM Comedy Central radio show, You Up with Nikki Glaser, is now a podcast. Join me, Nikki Glaser, and my best friend, Tom Takkar, as we overshare stuff about our personal lives.
We give perspective on dating and sex.
And make fun of whatever or whoever else deserves it. Check out some of the latest episodes featuring great interviews with Tracy Morgan, Amy Schumer, Amber Tamblyn, and more.
Subscribe now to You Up with Nikki Glaser on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app.
Listen to You Up every morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, on SiriusXM's Comedy Central Radio, Channel 95.
It's a good show.